so favorable be Manashakta to Vishayan, Nidana Upi Uchita, Nirvana Krishna Tambam De Yukta Maharaki Uchita. Nidanta Tambu, Mila, Madhu, you everything favorable to Krishna service. That's Mashi, Allison, and even Santagam Bodhis called himself Karnipal. So, from a material point of view, for a yogi, it is bad. But for a transcendentalist, for a pure devotee, it's nothing bad. Because you can use all the things he knows how to use the Christian the spreading the Christian consciousness movement. Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was very revolutionary in this sense. He was actually the pioneer who made very bold preaching, chastising these focused Babaji's in Vrindavan. So he went himself to Vrindavan with a nice palm. So the Babaji said, I criticized him, Bhakti Siddhanta, oh, what kind of sadhu you are, what kind of Vaishnava you are, become this way to a pilgrimage to the holy place, my father comes. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati answered, I didn't care near you, just to imitate those mountains. They were very special. So I came actually to challenge you all and show you the real Vaikarya, the real renunciation. The real renunciation is Yukta Vaikarya. Most of the people are thinking when they are frustrated on the sense gratification, the material world is out, Dharma Satya and Chiravidya. So they get out of the material world as they on the ground and survive. But the devotee, he knows the material version is not bad, because of sufficient energy. Hamsa, Vastra, Prabhu, Vastra, Prabhu, everything emanates. Rashi, Shakti, Raya, Shuiti, Prabhavi, Kata, Hava, Priya, Chakti. Everything emanates Krishna, all Shakti. So all these Shaktis are actually spiritual. But the Kali, he doesn't know how to use this in Krishna service. He used the material nature for his own sense gratification. So the devotee, under the guidance of the Supreme Lord, he knows to use everything Krishna does. And in this way he can actually transcend this material nature. Just to reject material nature is not very intelligent. You should use it in the right way. Like example, when you a knife has two things to bad things. It depends who takes care of the knife. He uses the knife. So the knife can be used by children, doesn't know how to use it. So for him it's bad. But for a person, adult person, who knows the value of the knife, he can do valuable work. So the same way the Lord is expert how to use everything Krishna does. And he also knows, he's not sentimental, he knows how to reject. As described in Bhagavatam, Mahasevam, Param, Param, Holy Spirit. Tamo Param, Yosikam, Tamo, Vikata. Antasam, Tamo, Chitapa, Shantam, Imanyam, Vikata, Vikata. So he knows to associate, how do you associate with your devotee, Mahasevam, the friended devotional service, to Spiritual Master, Vaishnavata. He projects the Antasana, because the Antasana to make progress in spiritual life and then speak up material association. Antasana Jaga, a Vaishnava Chara, Vritanga, Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta. Atadu. Krishna Bhakta. Atadu. Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta. So these three associations give up. Association with women, or man who is attached to women. Lord Chaitanya says it's more dangerous to associate with lusty people than actually to embrace fire. Better to burn in fire than to associate with materialistic people who are just dressed in not really. So through the association one becomes influenced. So by bad association it becomes bad influence, by the down association becomes the transcendentally influence. By association of Vaishnavas one becomes also Vaishnava. Therefore, the devotee, he follows the instruction of Lord Chaitanya, he gives out materialistic association. So the devotee, once now the version of Vaishnava is done, the duty, then he goes out and goes to materialistic people, he associates practically all the time, he goes to big cities, and loves the people and always around them. You know, Archimel, he also, he went out, and he wanted to bring firewood for his father to use as sacrifice. So he saw how Van Shudra embraced the Shudrani. So in this way he became already influenced by this contemplation of the senses. And he also got influenced his love. So in this way actually he gave up his duty as a servant of his father or guru, and he lost himself in material world and became married with his prostitute. And in this way he lost his rabbinical culture and became most degraded. So Dantidam devotee associates all the time with materialism. So Prabhupada told us we actually don't go out to associate. We don't take association from the people, from the Tanis, the Dhyanas, and Yogis. We actually go out to give them the association, the association of Dhabi. That's needed in material world. Material world, everybody associates with Andhari. People who doesn't have full quality. Devotee who knows the truth, he shall not act like a dhabu. He shall act like a dhabu. Devotee of the Lord. The real dhabu is somebody who takes shelter. So somebody who takes shelter by Krishna's lotus feet, he is sadhu or mahatma. So he doesn't take shelter, not a religious life because he is Vishnu. He doesn't have knowledge or no interest for Krishna. They are pure atma. So about the devotee, he takes this mission with his previous acharya, his spiritual master, goes out with the conditioned soul to help him to Krishna conscious, become Krishna conscious. So somebody who goes out in the clutches, he has not understand, he declares war against Maya. He goes out in the burning fire of material sin. But because he has Prabhupada's book in his hand, it's the beggar. Namsara Dhamma Namani Saloka Nanari Parana Ganajana. Spiritual master's books are like the pouring rain poured down from the clouds from mercy to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and vanquishes this forest fire material existence. Well, Dante Dalmuoti is like a fire rock, a firefighter man, Bolivian man. He goes out in a house, he goes into the house, not only he becomes burned. He goes out, he goes in the house to help the people who are burning in the house, to save them. So he delivers them. So because he has a mission, the fire man, fire Vietnam, he is very determined to save these people, and therefore he is protected. The great determination to help the conditioned soul. And the determination is many branches, and one cannot actually perform this great wealth of spread Krishna consciousness. One becomes defeated by Maya. Arabhava vodha chasanya vandhichusha vandhyavita nātmana. So, that's why materialist, who doesn't have great determination to serve Krishna, that land becomes baffled or defeated by Maya, by material nature. But the Krishna conscious devotees were going out, they're following the plan of the Lord. Kari Jati Kari Kari Krishna to the Shagyatma Vyana Gaya, Vyana that wherever you meet, wherever you go, Lord Chaitanya says, you just speak about Krishna consciousness. Like this described in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, deliver your karma. Guru Hana E Desh means the Prabhupada Desh given by the spiritual master or Krishna. Unless you take up a life mission to help the conditioned soul to get free of this material fire of love and grief. The Sankhita movement is like the moon, very cooling and very refreshing. Or like this cloud, rain cloud, very refreshing. The material life is like hot fire. So when the cooling water comes down, torrents of rain, or the moon goes after full moon, and everybody feels relief from the hot fire. So the Sankhita movement is very auspicious, very much relieving conditioned soul from the fire of material. So therefore, the devotee who is very determined in this mission, very much of surrender, he doesn't become the influence of Maya. He becomes protected by Krishna. Actually, without the protection of Lord Chaitanya, he would fall at any time. Not your love, the expansion, every step. But the third one, surrender to Krishna. Krishna promises, count the opportunity, even if the Nashati, that tell everyone, Ashura, the devotee will never be vanquished. So the devotee has become vanquished because, along the devotee surrenders to Krishna and tries to protect Krishna consciousness, he is under the protection, direct protection of Krishna. So whatever happiness and distress comes in the Sankhitan Yagya, it's not on the karmic reaction, action and reaction. It's given by Krishna himself. Krishna tests the devotee. Therefore sometimes they feel happy, sometimes they feel distressed. Sometimes they meet one demon after another, sometimes they meet one night person after another. They take a lot of force. So that's given by Krishna. According to our surrender, Krishna reveals himself. Yetamam Prabhavate Samsudharva Chamina. Krishna reveals himself to one who is very much. Krishna gives connection with the earth, while he can prepare the Krishna consciousness with the army with your Yamamas and Yamadu. So Krishna consciousness, we learn how to serve us always abide under the order of Krishna. Never let yourself liberate from the separate from the interest of Krishna. Never act independently. On the last, always be weak and humble. So these principles of surrendering are very important for the devotee. And to study this process, Krishna consciousness problem, that is the scientific process, the surrendering process. And it begins with Shraddha, with faith in the instruction, the Bhagavad Gita, and the Great Master. So to realize my faith in this chanting process, in this Sankirtan movement, this devotional service, they can make very much advancement in a short time. Like Prabhupada gives an example, in this level, Khatvanga Maharaj, he could make, in one moment, he perfected himself. And he knew when he had to die, he immediately freed himself from any material entanglement, to fix himself on the one spiritual law. So this is why in short time, he can do that. So the devotee has to be always meek and humble. Like Lord Chaitanya says, one has to be more humble than a crow at a tree. Like a crow at a tree, when one steps on it, it still sometimes moves. So the devotee, who is surrendered to Krishna, he doesn't even move. Even there is a reaction. We tolerate Bhikshava, Karunika. Somebody who is not tolerant to the crutches of Maya, or through the agitation of Maya, or the materialist, especially in Santina, that one cannot tolerate this pushing. And seek the mind always in Krishna, then they cannot actually express Krishna consciousness in great appreciation. Vaishvara Pratakshanam Sayabha Yajjavita Bravatasi Kabukir Namadona Vidya. That's why too much attached material sense of education. They cannot actually grant the body to Krishna. So one has to be weak and humble, more tolerant than before on the street. Besides how difficult somebody gets, you should always see that's actually Krishna's mercy to be in that church and come humble. You should not be followed in others. They always want to get out of the team, even as a devotee, to tell us, accuse somebody else. He's fault, their fault, or it's the place is wrong. But I am sometimes. So these are the always mistakes in others, but we don't see mistakes in ourselves. So that means to learn, how to see mistakes in our own self, in our own behavior. But actually everything, because they are the mental platform, essential platform. Therefore the devotee, he tries to understand his own fault. When he actually sees his own fault, then he actually sees all the truth. Somebody who thinks only himself is good, he sees in others all men. Like in the story of Mahabharata, Dronacharya, he was testing his two disciples. So he wasn't out of the land of so he sent out Duryodhana. If you find somebody who is less than him, or better than him, if you find out somebody who is better and better quality, so
then after a while, I came back. I called you from after. I came back, put up time, and he was in the so then he said, I'll do this the other night. And he called him, you should find somebody who's lower than you. So after a long while, he did the other night, came back. And said, I only can find myself. Therefore, you can see here the quality of the devotee, somebody who is in or not here. Not here only is always the anger. So the devotee in everything, anger, challenging, and the world. And most rash, most simple term. When we read all the prayers of the great acharyas, they always pray in humble. And everything, oh, I am the great, I am the wonderful, I am the special. They always say, I am the Lord, I am actually the servant of the servant. Not only by the servant, but the servant of the devotee, actually, I am able. I call it the county of blessing. Without our blessing, but blessing comes down to the devotee. So we have to learn how to associate with the devotee properly. Do not make friction with the devotee. It should be peaceful and very enthusiastically. If we are loving the relationship, we should spread this out with our devotee. We have to work together to spread this out with our devotee. Sometimes you see, even among devotees, there's so much fire sometimes that they come completely on the mental platform, just because of the result. But they don't understand that actually the result is just the byproduct of our Krishna consciousness. Maybe for the time being we can make big results, because through some nice endeavor, determination. But then we don't become purified by the Santikam fire. And we keep on our bad habits, our attachments, and being proud, then we can never make a friend. Then we say, how is that? Guy proud is short before fall. So, soon, when we have too much proud, the Lord should always feel insecure. He should immediately feel shelter, take shelter by Krishna, and ask for help that he always can chant or serve in humble mood. Please, Krishna, don't make me pass out. Let me always keep humble, be humble, serve the concern. That's the perfection. The fear of the servant, the servant of Krishna, not your servant. Vaishnava and everything, I am the greatest, I am the greatest servant. Krishna told this morning very much. The competition between Govind, but always to help others. Competition but without enemies. Help others to competition. There was a transcendental competition. Who can bring others to Krishna? Your devotee's happiness is when they see Krishna's happiness. When they see others are happy with Krishna. That's the whole mood in Santikam. You want to see the whole world happy. I think it was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati who prayed that when the whole world grants you Krishna consciousness, then the acharyas desire to fulfill, then you feel happy. to vam ti ačarija, svijetu nastavno, vajšno rečeno, ti ti upeti when you see that all the time. So this Krishna consciousness is too mangala. It's to make very fortunate, very auspicious. And it's here to make all this out of fortune, out of heaven. Prabhupada in a very famous lecture in Potential, he spoke about that. To just try to make people happy, to spread it to Krishna consciousness by going to person, to be full, and ask them for information, whatever they can give, and connect them to these various situations. Now, though, the person says, can. The Moody always says, chan. The person says, can. She cannot.
Some water, something to eat.
could come present, to tell him that we'll be, to tell you harsh words, shout the door, to move the altar to the house, or that we'll maybe follow you, punish you on the street. But besides that, favorable and unfavorable, just ask everybody to please say Hare Krishna Maha. So these are Ivani Vedan, the event, who wants to go up, Hare Das Thakur, so these are the very favorable people, Krishna consciousness, and any that are unfavorable, didn't take Krishna consciousness. As the same excuses, the same arguments of our heart is out there. And so, tell your turn to be found, your turn to blunder, go working, go to work, go to take a job. Same arguments that are applied on the vehicle, so it's not a move that we meet these kind of people. Or that's an actual thinking of a person that you see the monk, Hare Krishna. Oh, that somebody who doesn't like to work. He's not a Buddha. He's a rich man's son. Rich man's son has not a birth like a Buddha. He birthed with the ocean. Now though the devotee worked very hard to the pleasure of Guru Parama, actually he feels very satisfied. Although he's number one, number two, number five, number ten, and number 100 on the chart, he feels satisfied when he actually works hard the whole day for spreading the Dhamma Kama. Actually, Krishna doesn't see the bigger result, he sees how the surrender for the keeping back. How much was surrendered, what they want to be. Just quick enough and all something bad for us, you don't give anything. That may be temporary, they can do big, but inside they have so much things to keep back. And therefore Krishna wants to purify us, he wants to take everything. In the beginning Krishna takes some fingers from the hands and he got the whole hand, rather than everything. So Dhamma means actually, step by step, we have to give everything. In the beginning, maybe we give a little endeavor. We have to come and ask to see how to buy a little bit of the life of the land. We have to ask for my art. Little progress is done. The little less of the great years goes. So in the beginning, maybe there's a little endeavor. For example, we go out and our body was actually doing so. But I'm going out.
Tomorrow, and we should
So I'm very happy here in this festival, in this place. And so very happy and our crowd is on the bench. And this is good. Like my friends, and then my friends, I feel like Krishna consciousness. Of course, Lord Shri Lord Nama, Lord Krishna is a master. So then there is actually this Dantika movement dressed like a wild fire. The blessings are already here. The blessings are here. The church has been surrendered. The desire of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is very much and the church has been desired to fulfill this desire. So our movement is different also without the country, without the result. They are not poor, they are not enjoying. Whatever comes, but they can do, we should always try to rent and to improve our world's work and endeavor very much to spread the Dhamma. That's actually what the Lord Chaitanya wants to see in this Asian Kali Yuga. He knows nobody is great. Nobody is ready. Nobody is about the Kali Yuga. But actually, Prabhupada made it for us. And by the Prabhupada's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, somebody can, although we are not qualified, we can become qualified just by spreading the Dhamma Dhamma. And others can also become qualified devotees. So we are somehow here in Krishna consciousness. We should appreciate it. And the more we actually appreciate it, the more we actually appreciate the mercy, the more we actually can also give out in it. But then we don't appreciate the mercy, think I'm here because of my own good quality. Then we are good. But we cannot appreciate it. Therefore we don't think we can high duty to give all this out of this mercy. So that's our duty of everybody who feels obliged to the Acharya, the Lord Chaitanya, what they actually did for us. Yes, he should surrender on the spot, not tomorrow, or after tomorrow, or in 10 years, on the spot to surrender for his great mission. He will not lose anything. And it's only about out in the street you can talk about it. After all day, who live on the street? You are not born anymore. You are not born anymore. You are under the inspiration of each kind of mind. You can not call it gate and hungry. And as soon as you leave the street, then you become normal again. Ordinary. Normal means that you need to know. Normal here. Normal, no, nothing special. Church side like anybody else, you know, to contain our Christian consciousness. But as soon as you surrender fully to the mission, then you become immediately charged up with the mercy of each other. He's the complete powerhouse. As soon as you are charged up, then you become actually connected, you know. Not connected, we begin to shine and also. So as soon as the devotee becomes connected to Lord Chaitanya with his Guru Parampara, then he can do the most wonderful thing, passing our title and books in one day. No problem. Actually, when you will see this marathon, this Christmas marathon, many of you will do it. Marathon, they become the biggest marathon. Everybody who takes part in this marathon this year in 1990, he'll never, even he will never forget.
Thank you.
meditation on absolute movement is like the sun. Wherever the sun is, there is no darkness. Darkness will be there. So wherever Dolce Kani is sun, Kramika movement is called to the Prabhupada book. Krishna is Vata and Bhagati, Dharma Kani, Vita, Kala, Vata, Vita, Vita, Purnath is Murita. The Bhagavad Purana is of Christ of Krishna. And it is specially made to the people in Kali Yuga Maya, Shodhan Pramaya, Kamati Maya, Shodhan Pramaya, of how the Shudhasins of the Ocean of Maya come to Krishna consciousness, go back, home, back, go back. So everybody actually goes out and passes down this book, he becomes a missionary. Bhaktipatashaka, who shows actually the way how to actually come out of the darkness and come to the light, come to Krishna consciousness. Even if this is a bamboo from five people will come in contact with Krishna, bamboo indeed. Only with five people. So when you see through five books, when you have 25 people come in contact with Krishna. When you see through his whole life, just one book, you know, takes 50 year commitment to Santikama in his life, you know, while he's young, still middle age. Even when he's 60, you know, because his heart is resting 70 or 80 years old. He can work and jump around and work very hard like that. So the devotee, you know, who lives a pure life, he can also chant and work very nice, you know. This is a book. Why not? Body can always be used. Everyone takes a little care of the whole life. Some fanatic, you know, burn the body for ash for 5 years. So we should make it easier, but I feel like we should have a big day.
Take the pieces of the and the notebook, and you don't take the pieces of the
And if anything, if I only need to look upward, then it doesn't take one. mich war ein Mann sehen, sein Gott, in Maikun, aber er hat auch gesagt, dass wir kein Glauben haben, die Glauben und die Worte. Und wenn wir kein Glauben und die Worte haben, dann haben wir kein Glauben und die Worte. Bei Glauben und die Worte, die Glauben und die Worte zu gehen. Bei der Glauben und die Worte zu gehen, dann kann ich die Glauben und die Worte nicht zu machen. Ich glaube, das ist auch ein Mann, wenn alle die Glauben und die Worte angehen. Das heißt, wir haben die Worte, 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 die Learn how to teach you the word. The temples are made to learn, to teach, to do the word, how to teach you the word. Not just how to even help. The nature of how to teach you the word. To read the book. And how to know that. In order to learn how to read the book, study the book, and that actually can teach you. Prabhupada actually wanted that the Lord becomes like a lawyer. He knows every paragraph of the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam. Every sentence, you know, he knows exactly where it is. Once Prabhupada asked, many times Prabhupada asked, you know, to find the Bhagavatam, the Lord has to find Prabhupada's green sloka. Prabhupada told the sloka in Sanskrit. And then he asked the Lord, you know, and the Lord didn't know something the Prabhupada asked him very heavy. It means you don't read the book. You don't know what even are the words. Because this, when you don't know exactly everything by heart, you have to at least know that it is written. So whenever we see meet somebody, you know, the hours can open, you're not here. That's very powerful. It's a powerful creature. You see, all the way, I probably read that enough subject matter in our book that actually can just preach about the problem of course. I'm convinced of it. We cannot find any hole, any error in this book. They are perfect problem. So when they just try to repeat Prabhupada, so the Lord actually can repeat Prabhupada and present his book basically in the beginning and then just show the people how to read it. And now the ourselves, amongst ourselves, we have to learn how to read his book, present his book, and read his book. So this is the movement becomes more and more purified. The Antikan movement is already pure, but we can think about the world of mind and the world of purified. How the mind is become more and more purified, and the world is a little more of pure, than the whole world is.
Yeah, I always understand, you know, which is like just have a common instrument.